chanting his name outside the church and in the city streets to show their support for the late Russian opposition leader after his unexplained death in an Arctic prison colony exactly 2 weeks ago. There was more cheering from crowds as Alexei Navalny's coffin left the church and bells rang out to mark the end of the service. Navalny's now being buried at a nearby cemetery. A 35-year-old man's been told he'll never be released from prison for killing his ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend. Marcus Osborne's been sentenced to a rare whole-life order for what's been described as the ferocious and merciless murders of Katie Highton and Stephen Harnett in Huddersfield last May. Labour and the Tories seem unusually united in their criticism of George Galloway, who won the Rochdale by-election. They've accused the left-wing politician of stoking fear and division. Labour couldn't stand by its candidate, who came fourth over comments made about Israel. Ellie Reeves helps coordinate their national campaign.
That we remove support from our candidates, unprecedented. But it was the right thing to do because of those comments. The Labour Party has changed under Keir Starmer. There is zero tolerance to anti-Semitism.
Annual growth in UK house prices turned positive for the first time in around a year last month. Nationwide says they were up 1.2% in February compared with 2023. Ryanair's cancelling some flights this summer because of shortage of planes. It's blaming production delays at Boeing. And Dolly Alexander's revealed it Erasure and the Pet Shop Boys were among the inspiration for his new single and Eurovision entry Dizzy. He's the UK representative at this year's song contest in Sweden in May. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
It's Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tanya.
On Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SES, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the... I was about to say traffic and travel. Let's look at the weather. 9 degrees, heavy rain and a moderate breeze. Although there is a little bit of sunshine, it's disappeared here in Brentwood. So it might rain, about 30% chance the rest of the afternoon into the evening and early hours. Then tomorrow you will get some sunshine again. It could be hit with rain first thing in the morning and then it might be a little bit drier later on. And on Sunday, it should be dry with sunny intervals and fingers crossed.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC. The award-winning home improvement company, proudly fixed for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I'm just trying to see if we've got that actually on the list. I don't think we have yet. Dizzy by Ollie Alexander. Maybe it's not. Is it out yet? I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. I haven't got it on here anyway. I just wanted to see if I had on the system. Ollie Alex. See if anyone's got it. No, haven't got it. Never mind. I don't watch Eurovision. I've never done one of the Eurovision contest evenings in that people have. I think they're probably really good fun. But I've never done one. It's too many songs. Some of the singers, though, and performers are amazing. But we should do quite well, because Ollie Alexander is quite cool. And, he's a good singer, and he's a very good actor as well. I never saw that thing that he was in. I can't think of what it is. He was in, I didn't see it, so I can't tell you what it is. He was in a TV show, wasn't he? What was he in? Oh, come on. It's a Sin. Was it It's a Sin? I didn't see that. Apparently that was really good, but I haven't seen it, because I think his character might die in it. If you haven't seen it, I've ruined it for you now. I'm just trying to find Years and Years. Oh, yeah, let's play this one. I like this one. Here is Years and Years featuring Ollie Alexander. This is Starstruck. I can't help it. I get starstruck, I'll drown you for you.
This is Ashley from Freedom Hour, and you're listening to Shelly Moore.
Eat my brunch.
Disco lights, feel me, I've got persuasion. Join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive. Weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it. So,
I took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We are your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leolina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villarrica's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222-932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
That is Church of Trees. It's actually Where It's Love. That's not the track I'm meant to play, but it's very good. I won't play a brand new track. But I actually got a message from Bernard, who's over in Canada. And, you know, if I tag them in something, the content is blocked. And also yesterday, I was putting up a video of mine from 2 years ago. I suddenly saw this thing come up saying, you have been, the sound's been muted. And it's actually my song. So are you the owner of the song? Well, yes. So I don't know what's happened. I just put, can you put the sound back? It had an option to do it. But it's taken my own copyrighted music off of my own account. You'd think they would look into it. I suppose it's bots that do all these things, you see, so you never know, do you? But, yeah, I was like, oh, no. It's taken my music. I didn't say it quite like that. I didn't go, oh, no. I'm taking my own music off. I mean, what's that all about? It's not right, is it? Now, coming up after me is Patrick Sheridan. 1, 2, 3. Great music, interviews, news, and lots of quizzes too. Paul Beasley Murray will be talking about his 7-mile walk in dementia care. Just a few short weeks off his 80th birthday. So well done. And the thing is, when you say 80 now, as I always say to Patrick and loads of other people, I know people in their 80s. It's nothing like when I was a kid and I remember people in their 80s. We're so much younger as a society and we're so much healthier and so much, we're modern. I mean, back in the day, I think my nan died when I was about 11 or 12. But she looked seriously old. I mean, she was seriously old in like a crimpline dress, but she'd always looked like that. Ever since I can remember, but even in pictures before, people looked a lot older. Might have something to do with maybe, you know, healthcare and all that sort of thing. Although, I think my parents were really healthy because they grew up after the war. And they would have had like rationing probably still and fresh fruit and vegetable. They didn't, they had to make everything from scratch. That's what they were saying about obesity earlier. It's like an epidemic really over in the UK. Although we do have those weight loss drugs, I was still trying to see if I could get hold of them. I've got a few people that are taking it at the moment, seem to be getting on okay. But because I've got gallstones, you have to be really careful because it can cause a gallbladder attack when you end up in hospital. Or the other thing is you can get pancreatitis from it. So it's just, and I thought, do you know what? It would be typical if I took one of the Wegovy or whatever it is, the weight loss drug, that I would get that. They also say you get Wegovy or Ozempic face because once you get to a higher dose, you lose weight very, very quickly. And obviously, if you're a little bit older, you must have seen friends where they've lost a lot of weight, and if they're older, and or family. And they look at you and you go, and their faces are like, it's like looking at a balloon at the end of a party that's sort of lost or been deflated. Because it always goes from your face first. And when you're older, that's the last place you want it to go from. Because obviously, if you've got a filled out face, it fills out the wrinkles. As soon as you lose a lot of weight, you can't, you know, I'd like to lose weight off my stomach and my arms. It doesn't work like that. It normally comes off my legs first, which are quite slim anyway. And then it comes off my face. And then it might come off my stomach. You can't really target the areas, and then you just end up with like skinny fat face. I say it's called skinny fat face, where you go, they look really haggard and old, but they look slim. I suppose it's for health reasons anyway. I'm going to try and cook something from scratch. I enjoyed my meal I did the other day. I won't eat that for a couple of months again though. That lemon garlic Greek chicken with oregano and a bit of chicken stock, and what else was in there? I can't remember. Some fresh rosemary. Very, very nice. Loads of garlic. Just chuck that in. It was, and potatoes. It was just all in one pan. It was like, I ate it over 4 days, and I don't want to do that anymore. So I'm going to have a look at, think about something. I didn't for ages, 3 months. I haven't had any Chinese food, and I've got a little bit of an inkling or a bit of a desire for crispy chili beef on a Friday. Do you know what I mean? Crispy chili beef. Do you know years ago we used to have pork balls, sweet and sour pork balls? My dad used to love those. I don't like, do you know what? I'm not a batter fan. So I tend to have prawns or fish and chips. I don't mind the fish without the. I'm not keen on batter at all. I used to like those. My dad used to love them. I like crispy chili beef though. Nothing more disappointing on a Friday when you order yourself in the takeaway some crispy chili beef and then you find that it's all gone soggy. No!
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It is Cassidy. This is Stray Cat.
And I hope you come good. The new religion, I won't show you the truth. I've been in jail, so I know it's not for you. You're everything, you're everything. Always wanted, always wanted. Cause you're everything, you're everything. Always wanted. Why'd you come for yourself? Well, I think it's time that you came for yourself. You're so excited and that fierce isn't you. I've been living what's so death think of you. Because you're everything, you're everything. Always wanted.
Sharing for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. Your Friday with Patrick on Phoenix FM.
you that pain. Thousand voices in the water calling out their names. Falling into your arms.
Take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado. Take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. I'm pour some liquor on me, honey. Ooh, it's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give back. Come take it to the floor now.
Ain't no holding. Hey, lay your cards down, 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 down.
Chew them, pour some sugar on me, honey. Ooh, it's a real life boogie in a real hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the front. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Chew them, pour some liquor on me, honey. Ooh, real life boogie in a real life hold down. Don't be a come take it to the flow now.
You're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Cabo, get that girl in Cabo. Wearing Ferragamo. We was going shot for shot for shot like Desperado. Snuck into the bathroom. She might be a problem. I should probably stay away. Girl, you crazy. Need to wait for the room. Shaking, shaking. I'm in the kid boy.
Hey, you're my spicy. Babe, burn my tongue. Make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on.
Say. I just can't stop. You're the only one.
You're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue.
Morning, sex me in the morning. Put on a performance. I be going shot for shot for shot. She think I'm Jordan, but she screamed a ruler. My ego enormous.
Everybody, babe. Girl, you crazy. Couldn't even wait for the room.
Shaking, shaking. Trying to keep up with you.
You're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue. Make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on. Make me say. You're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue. Make me say.
You're my
this is.
Is it hot enough?
Yeah, it's hot enough.
Take it off. Is it hot enough?
Yeah, it's hot enough.
Take it off.
You should take it off.
Oh, I say, Jason Derulo and Michael Bublé. That is called Spicy Margarita. Do you like margaritas? They're one of my favourite drinks.
No.
I have to stay away from them, though, because I normally just have one margarita, and then that is the terrible error on my part.
That opens the floodgates, does it?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, because it's tequila. It's because it's quite a sharp drink, but I like the salt, and I like them not over ice. They've got to be just in
salt, isn't it? It's when you have things that are salt. Kind of like just hits your brain, and your brain says, we need more of that.
Yeah, you have the first one. I feel relaxed, and then after that, it's a terrible journey home. joining me in the studio is the one and only Mr. Patrick Schering, who has an excellent show coming up.
Yeah, it's an afternoon to meet me, Michelle. Paul Beatty Murray is coming in to chat. He's just a bit short of his 80th birthday, but he's going to be doing a 7-mile sponsored walk. He's not done anything for a very long time, because... he's got a friend who's got dementia, and so he's going to be raising money for a dementia charity. So he's going to come and talk about all of that. So that should be really interesting. Birthdays, please, as ever, three people who've had birthdays in recent times and asking how old they are. And then the vintage chart will take us back up 40 years, which I can't believe it's 40 years, to 1983.
Wow.
So that's Toto and the Thompson twins. of them. So... Mm-hmm. He's going to be chatting to somebody from the Thompson Twins on Sunday night.
Excellent.
So that's the show.
Yes, all those 80s bands are still doing the rounds, doing all the 80s festivals.
Absolutely.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Rick Astley doing brilliantly.
He's doing brilliantly.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see him on the Midnight Show into the new year?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, he was pretty good at that, and he was great. Glastonbury, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody raved about that.
Yeah, he sounds amazing live, and so does Peter Gabriel. I listened to, I think I mentioned you, Chammer, last week. He's 70. And I'm only saying because sometimes your voice will change as you get older. It sounds exactly
absolutely.
The same. Hit all the same notes, and it was in the same key.
Marvellous.
And everyone was like, oh, and he's still gorgeous.
What a
I like Peter Gabriel.
Obviously.
Peter Gabriel. Yeah, and dementia, you're mentioning about dementia. I do have family with dementia. It's a very, very cool disease.
Absolutely.
And just good for partner as well if they're there.
Yes.
I've had conversations with somebody only the other week where they said, when she comes back in, we don't want her to come with us where we're going. And it's the same person. But as I said to them, they don't remember they've said that. She said, I know that now.
Yes.
She said, because when they forget, and in the next couple of minutes, they're back to normal again, and they've forgotten the conversation they had.
Absolutely.
But again, very frustrating for somebody when they've got dementia, but it's also the amount of work for the people, partner.
It's remarkably difficult for family members, when dementia increases and gets really bad, then, it's just awful for people.
And it can hit you at any age. I mean, you look at somebody like Bruce Willis and also Wendy. I can't remember the show she does. She's an American talk show host. They both got a form of dementia, and they're only in their 60s.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. In the 60s, it's not uncommon these days.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. So well done for your guy of 80.
Yeah, just short of his 80th birthday. Wow. 7 mile sponsored walk.
I can just about get to the car.
Do you want sponsoring for it?
Yes, I do. I want £1,000. And that's all going to go towards my own charity, which is Michelle Ward evening out. No, Michelle Ward eats at, where shall I go? Oh, I know.
I don't know, somewhere that serves margaritas.
Yeah, somewhere serves margaritas and it's very expensive. Thank you. You're so kind. Coming up next, we've got James Blunt. Do you like James?
Yeah, James Blunt. Okay.
Yeah, here he is. This track is called Beside You.
I heard there's a song that God only knows, and it's keeping me dancing. Nobody here knows how the melody goes, but it's keeping me dancing.
Oh Lord, here I go. Get the highs, why the lows? They set me up with all these souls, and I watch them fall like dominoes. Too long I've got my feet. Need more time, but it don't come cheap. Someday I'll be on my knees, and I pray my heart don't miss a beat. But here I am, and I feel that rhythm. It's the lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head, and I ask myself,
to let you know, James Blunt is in the middle of a tour at the moment, and he put up a very funny Twitter with him standing there in an empty theatre, standing as he's turned up. But obviously, he was just doing a Twitter. But if you do want to follow him on Twitter, he's got such a dry sense of humour. Very talented guy, James Blunt. That is him with Beside You. We've got some events coming up, and then some traffic and travel.
Not coming down.
Local radio. Spending time with a friend.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandwood Gallery. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And now tonight, if you fancy a good old laugh, you can get down to Billericay Town FC, the new lodge, because there is a comedy night. It kicks off at 8 p.m. Tickets are £15 and to see McLean, James Ellis, Ish, Gio. And also it's hosted by Mad Adlington. As Darren Mooney organises these nights, says, don't arrive late, as in don't move to the front when you're doing any comedy night, because they might point you out. So if you do get there a little bit late, no worries, you can stand by the bar and then you can go and take your seats when the next comedian on. I wouldn't do it otherwise, because you've got to be very brave to do that.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotswold Road, Brentwood, or call on 0277 222 269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. Still quite busy on the Wilson's Corner in all directions. You've got the roadwork A128 and Grey Road Base Hogarth Avenue. I can never say that. And also Western Road both ways at Park Road. So the temporary traffic lights there. As you come off of the Brook Street roundabout, if you were going to head down Wiggly Bush Lane and Wheel Parkway is actually on the right hand side, is flooded. So just be aware, all you need to do is go down Wiggly Bush Lane and then just turn into Weald Road and you can cut round that way. Heading down the M25 from Brook Street roundabout is fine. Up to the M11, no issues. And the A12 is running very nicely. Don't forget, you might get some nighttime closures. There's 49 hour speed restrictions between Junction 13 and 16 while they do the much needed repairs. But there will be diversions in operation if and when they shut the road a little bit later. More coming up with Patrick in an hour.
Award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. A cinema, farmhouse kitchen and landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home. See for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The all-new Colours Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kern. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House. Marcus Dryden, Mickey Starr-Lewis and Carol Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now... We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom, SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is...
I caught you, mate. I know every time something happens in the sky.
Tip.
Busy week. Thank you very much to my guest, David Warfold. That's from the Brentwood Choral Society. You can check out that gig on the 16th of March at Thompson Canterbury Church. Look forward to that. Also, Paolo Moreno, who is here playing live in the studio. His brand new track is out now, The God of Small Things. And it's been a great week, actually. So thank you very much to everybody who come into the studio, and I'll be back with you next week with more. Stay tuned, because you've got the excellent Patrick show coming up with 1-2-3. Have a great weekend.
I watch you walk away. It's just another day. Don't need you to stay. No, I am not afraid. I know I'll be okay. There's nothing you can say. No.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Beat FM News.